So don't tell me who's wrong and right when liberty starts slipping away. And if you ain't gonna fight, get out of the way. Cause freedom ain't so free. That's what I do. And they call me warrior. They call me loyalty. And they call me ready to provide relief and help by wherever you need me to be. I'm an American warrior.
Welcome back, boys and girls, to the campfire, KFNS 590 The Fan. Yes, indeed, in the bunker, Midwest Outdoor Studios. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I, with the Vogler Vogler, Matty G, that Ralphie Duren dude.
Ooh!
There he is. And Mike. Mike over here. Conservation Federation of Missouri is in the house.
Absolutely.
Handsome chiseled devil.
Well, since Brandon's listening, we'll tone that down a little bit.
Yeah, okay. We
don't want to upstage him too much.
And this morning, my boys had venison sausage sliders on a little sweet roll.
Great.
It was browned with olive oil and butter. And inside the venison sausage was tame jalapenos, three cheeses, cream cheese.
Cheese.
And pepper jack.
Good.
And pepper jack.
They're great.
And then we also have, thank you, girls, again this morning at the Casey's in Hillsboro for the great breakfast pizza. You girls are very entertaining at 5 o'clock in the morning. You're killing me this morning. Thank you, and I know you're listening. Thank you for listening to the show. Oh, boy, what a Saturday morning. That American warrior goes out to our men and women in uniform. God bless America, and God bless our fighting men and women, and also to our first responders and our police departments, all of our police departments. We appreciate what you do. You're doing a great job, and thank you for allowing me and the Ralphie to make it to the station without getting arrested this morning. God bless you all. Right, Ralphie?
That's right.
Yeah. Sleepy heel. Well, sleepy of the seven dwarfs over there. Matty G says we've got kind of a unique thing. We've got a guy that called in from New York. Who is this?
Who is this? It's part of the dynamic duo of Joy Montalione and Jimmy Montalione.
Jimmy, where's he calling from?
From upstate New York.
Upstate New York. Hey, Jimmy. Hey, get on here. What you doing?
How are you guys?
Great. What's up with you this morning calling the show down here in St. Louis, Missouri?
Well, I heard back from my old friend Chris Vogler, and I got some feedback on a radio show that you guys are doing and wanted to participate a little bit if I could.
What do you got going on?
Well, Mr. I know you're from Dittmer.
Okay.
And I know that the turkey hunting everywhere in Missouri has always been outstanding, went last year, and wanted to know, even though it's an early call, what you think the Missouri season will bring this year, this spring.
It's going to bring lots of good food, lots of fellowship, lots of great time in the outdoors. It's a little bit of turkey hunting, friends, family, and the greatest game bird ever on the planet Earth. The wild turkey will be gobbling. It's going to be a great season, Jimmy. It's always a great season. If you wake up breathing and you can go turkey hunting and you got time to go turkey hunting, it's a great season. And I just saw on Facebook where President Trump said that turkey season is going to be a national holiday. Everybody's going to take a month off, so we should be good.
Oh, yeah.
we'll all get off of work?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be a holiday.
Does that include Chris Vogler is going turkey hunting with you?
No, that's not going to happen.
You do have limits then, don't you?
Yes. No, Missouri turkey season will be good. It's always good. It varies from year to year depending on conditions. But our turkey population is good regardless of some of the things you may read or hear from naysayers out there. The Conservation Federation guys and the Department of Conservation, Missouri Department, do a great job with everything out there. And our wildlife is solid. It's good hunting. And come on back down to Missouri.
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right. Let us know when you're in town. We'll see if we can't hook up.
Take care, sir.
All right. Thank you for calling the show.
Bye.
We don't take call-ins. We did, didn't we?
but that was
good to know that he's listening to New
on
York.
On our high school
New York, yeah.
Cross-country team and track team, it was Jimmy and Joy Montalione and
Joy's great.
Bob McCullough, you know, this county prosecuting attorney, used to see these three guys run. You know, one guy was tall and long-legged, and there's
Ralph used to
two
run.
Italian
I used
brothers.
To run.
And Bobby Whitehead used to run.
Bobby Whitehead could
and that
run
wasn't
2 miles.
Not toward a pizza either. He used to run.
The 2 mile. He's twice the man
is
he
coming
to
our event?
Absolutely.
Bobby, what is this event?
We have our third annual media camp where we
get a bunch of guys like you down
and we talk about conservation and all the things that the legislature is going to have before
That'd
us.
That'd be great. Well, I'm with Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television as well, so I'll try to cover it with that as well as with the radio if that'll help you out.
Absolutely.
But, you know, me and Bobby Whitehead together, the Bobby Boy in one camp, is good luck with that. That's Brandon knows the routine.
If I remember correctly, I think y'all are roommates down there.
Oh.
Trouble.
Here we go again. Let's take a break, Matty G. We come back on the other side. We're going to talk about the RV show in St. Louis and Glenn Thomas with Bill Thomas Camper Sales out in Wentzville, right?
Live mobile on demand. Wentzville.
You suck. See you on the other side.